My heart is full as we come to the close of this glorious conference. This building is packed to capacity. There's not a seat available. We've been so richly blessed as we've listened to the counsel and testimonies of those who have spoken to us. I think you will agree with me that we have felt the Spirit of the Lord as our hearts have been touched and our testimonies strengthened. Once again, we've enjoyed beautiful music, which has enhanced and enriched each session of conference. I express my gratitude to all who've shared with us their talents in this regard. My heartfelt thanks go to each who has spoken to us, as well as to those who've offered prayers at each of the sessions. There are countless individuals who work either behind the scenes or in less visible positions each conference. It would not be possible for us to hold these sessions without their assistance. My thanks go to all of them as well. I know you join with me in expressing profound gratitude to those brethren and sisters who've been released during this conference. We will miss them. Their contributions to the work of the Lord have been enormous. It will be felt throughout generations to come. We've also sustained through uplifted hands brethren and sisters who've been called to new positions during this conference. We welcome them and want them to know that we look forward to serving with them in the cause of the Master. They have been called by inspiration from on high. We've had unprecedented coverage of this conference, reaching across the continents and oceans to people everywhere. Though we are far removed from many of you, we feel of your spirit and your dedication, and we send our love and appreciation to you wherever you are. How blessed we are, my brothers and sisters, to have the restored gospel of Jesus Christ in our lives and in our hearts. It provides answers to life's greatest questions. It provides meaning and purpose and hope to our lives. We live in troubled times. I assure you that our Heavenly Father is mindful of the challenges we face. He loves each of us and desires to bless us and to help us. May we call upon him in prayer, as he admonished when he said, "Pray always, and I will pour out my spirit upon you. Great shall be your blessing, yea, even more than if you should obtain treasures of earth." Close quote. My dear brothers and sisters, may your homes be filled with love and courtesy and with the Spirit of the Lord. Love your families. If there are disagreements or contentions among you, I urge you to settle them. Settle them now. Said the Savior, "There shall be no disputations among you. For verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hath the spirit of contention is not of me, but is of the devil, who is the father of contention. And he stirreth up the hearts of men to contend with anger one with another. But behold, this is not my doctrine, but this is my doctrine, that such things should be done away." Close quote. As your humble servant, I echo the words of King Benjamin in his address to his people when he said, "I have not commanded you to think that I myself am more than a mortal man, but I am like as yourselves, subject to all manner of infirmities in body and mind. Yet I've been chosen by the hand of the Lord, and been kept and preserved by his matchless power to serve you with all the might, mind, and strength which the Lord hath granted unto me." Close quote. My beloved brothers and sisters, I desire with all my heart to do God's will and to serve Him and to serve you. Now, as we leave this conference, I invoke the blessings of heaven upon each of you. The building is full. May you who are away from your homes return to them safely. May you ponder the truths you've heard. May they help you become even better than you were when conference began 2 days ago. Until we meet again in 6 months' time, I ask the Lord's blessings to be upon you and indeed upon all of us. And I do so in His holy name, even Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.